This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We'll talk about this Joe Biden is diminished article. Good grief, these people have no shame whatsoever. We'll talk about that this hour, do some emails, some voicemail. What are these secret Chinese police stations in New York City? What's all this stuff about? The Politico's very angry that Pete Hegseth might make the military patriotic. All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we're dealing with something right now that you and I have been talking about a lot recently. The system is in a period of contraction. The evil people who run this country, who run the West, really the globalist communist types, they are contracting right now. I don't want to say retreating, but they're falling back to their second lines. That election of Donald Trump was a big blow to them. But probably as much of that, if not more, is a cultural rejection by the people themselves. You're not just seeing that in America. They're feeling that in places like Canada, in Europe. People are rising up against the evils of communism and pushing back. They're breaking in a lot of different ways. It seems like the momentum's our way. But they don't wash their hands of everything. They don't walk away. They don't quit because evil demons never stop trying to do evil. So they're going to approach this period of time where they don't have momentum in a variety of different ways. Many of them are trying to act like they're kind of on our side, have changed their mind. This is the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world. He spent $400 plus million of his own money in 2020 to ensure Donald Trump could not possibly win the 2020 election with all his ballot drop boxes. And guess who just left Mar-a-Lago 5 minutes ago, having had a nice kiss-up dinner with Donald Trump where he told him he was going to help him renew America? Mark Zuckerberg. So that's one way they're doing it. Another way they're going to do it is they're going to start presenting us with information we already know and acting as if they're now journalists. They're now doing our jobs. Today in the Wall Street Journal, actually took four of them. Four of their names are on this. They have a headline, "How the White House Functioned with a Diminished Joe Biden in Charge." I'm not going to read the article for you. It goes on for a while. It is a fascinating read, but I don't think you will read a single solitary thing in there that will surprise you at all. You are the hyper-informed. You have been aware for years that Joe Biden is not a fully functional adult. But of course, you get a little window into how that looked. You had to control how much time he was allowed to spend in meetings because you knew he would nod off or forget where he was. His own cabinet officials. He had staffers trying to shield him from his own cabinet. Hey, yeah, Mr. SecDef, Joe is, he's got a cold. Maybe just check in with him. Just leave your notes with me. I'll pass it along. Okay. Well, one, if you're a member of the American media who's just now reporting that we haven't had a functional president for the last 3 years and 11 months, you can take that journalism and shove it where the sun don't shine. This is just like Chuck Grassley calling for Christopher Wray's resignation right before Christopher Wray resigns that night. Sorry, it's too late to do us any good. I award you no points. You get no credit whatsoever. And may God have mercy on your soul. No. So that's one. Two. There's something fascinating about the question they do ask. How is the White House functioning with a diminished Biden in charge? And in many ways, the answer to that question, it's really the same answer as who, not specifically, but who comes up with these horrible bills in Congress? Why are these bills in Congress so big and horrible and create so many things? the country has managed to march on in the last 4 years with a president who has dementia because the country, like most countries, is run by its institutions. Now, that would be actually a good thing if our institutions were good. But because our institutions are evil, they just run things the way they want them run. Joe Biden is not nearly as far left as his presidency has been, but he's governed like Chairman Mao. Why is that? Because he was never governing at all. Because the people around him, Victoria Nuland, Susan Rice, Lisa Monaco, these evil communists around him, they were the ones calling the shots. Listen, I want you to listen to this. This is the Aurora police chief. Listen to what this guy has to say about what government, what the White House told him. Now, remember, in Aurora, Colorado, this Venezuelan prison gang, Tren de Aragua, they're not only seizing control of apartment complexes, they're pulling people's fingernails out and extorting people. The police chief got up and said
this. It was a male and a female. They were accosted by approximately 13 to 15 armed individuals. They were pistol whipped. They were beat. They were mistreated. One of the male was actually stabbed. He had a stab wound. So does that fall in the category of torture for me? Yeah, it does. There is a high assumption that they may be affiliated or affiliated with the TDA gang. I had a discussion with an individual from the White House, and that occurred back on September the 23rd, I believe. And that person basically told me that, hey, once these immigrants get across the border, that's all we really care about. And to me, that's a problem.
I had a discussion from someone in the White House, and they told me, all we care about is getting them across the border. Joe Biden not being able to function, not being able to make decisions, not being able to walk, not being able to talk. It's only part of the story. It's dangerous. It's bad, of course. The other part of the story is the system still continues to function and do all the things the system wants to do, whether or not there's a functional president or not. In fact, you can make the argument that having a non-functional president is the best thing that could ever happen to the system because you're never going to have any pushback. In fact, I would argue this, as big of a piece of crap as Joe Biden is, I would argue that Joe Biden would have actually pushed back against the open border while he was president, not because he cares about the country, the Bidens don't care about anyone but themselves, but because Joe Biden has been in politics long enough to realize throwing open the doors of your country to rapists and prison gangs is generally bad for your reelection chances. But the people making the decisions for the Biden administration for the last 4 years weren't concerned with getting reelected. They're part of the system. Joe Biden was concerned with getting reelected. Jill Biden, his soulless witch of a wife, was concerned about getting reelected, but none of the staffers around Joe Biden cared about that. They're in it to burn down the country. And if he happened to lose his bid for reelection, which I guess in a way he kind of did, if he happened to lose that bid for reelection, they're not out of a job. They're not going to the poorhouse. They're not going to be living paycheck to paycheck. Every single one of those dirtball commies around Joe Biden is going to have some sort of lucrative job in politics or the media or academia waiting for them 5 seconds after they walk out the door. All their resumes have already been sent out. They probably already have jobs lined up. So you fly into the White House, the president's drooling on himself, you spend 4 years trying to burn down the country you hate, and as soon as you're done doing that, you nance off to MSNBC to be some producer there making $150,000 a year, and life is good. In the meantime, poor Papa Joe still has to pretend like he knows what planet he's on.
How can we lead the world if we're not dealing with the single greatest threat to humanity, the emergence of climate change? We go above 1.5 degrees Celsius, we're in real trouble.
Do you think Joe Biden believes in climate change? Do you think Joe Biden has spent one solitary second of his life concerned about man-made global warming? No. He knows nothing. He knows what he's handed, but he does have regrets.
Any other regrets that you have? Anything you wish you would have done differently?
Well, I guess if I thought a lot about it, it'd be something I've done specifically, but not generically.
I'm going to give that answer next time I get asked a question like that. Well, I mean, if I thought about it, I'd probably come up with some specifics, but no, not really. Oh, and then there's this.
Is there one thing that you're hoping to get done?
Well, there's a couple of things I want to get done. And for example, we're in a situation right now where we should be provided for the funding to make a transition to deal with some of the issues that relate to women's issues.
You're telling me that guy's not functional? No way. I can't believe you're accusing him of being diminished. All right, we're moving on. Let's get to some Chinese police stations, patriotism in the military academies, emails, and a lot more coming up tonight. First, let's get to some chalk. Since healthy brain functions on all of our minds right now, let me ask you, how's your mind doing? How's your focus? How's your energy? Do you feel good? Do you feel sharp? A male vitality stack from Chalk can change your entire life, or a female vitality stack. Natural herbal supplements. I've been taking a male vitality stack for 3 years now. You know that? I have so much energy. It's the biggest difference I notice. My mind and my energy. I just feel good all the time. You want to feel good all the time? Try it. Just try it. If it doesn't work, cancel your subscription. Natural herbal supplements might change your whole life. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And yeah, I get it. We have a new CR, and it's smaller, and it abolishes the debt ceiling for 2 years at least, probably 3 years. There's never going to be another debt ceiling again. I got it. We're moving off it. Not talking about the whole thing anymore. Manhattan man pleads guilty to helping establish secret Chinese police station. All right, so Jewish producer Chris was asking me before the show, what's up with these Chinese police stations? Because they sound bad, and it is bad, it is, but what are they? It's not quite what it sounds like. It's not a bunch of Chinese dudes in police uniforms walking the streets of New York City. It's China setting up hubs here in the United States of America, and one of the main purposes of those hubs is keeping an eye on their own citizens who have left China. This is something that it goes into like this really dark spy world if you ever dig into this stuff, but it is very real and it happens a lot. When you have these evil regimes, these evil totalitarian regimes, inevitably people will want to escape them. And when they do escape them and go abroad, the evil totalitarian regime, remember, built on a world of lies, the communist lies about everything he has to at all times. They don't want you over there doing things against them, saying things against them. So if you're a Chinese citizen who somehow got yourself out of China and you're residing in New York City, you are not going to be permitted by the Chinese government to trash the Communist Chinese Party or anything like that. They will hunt you down. Do I need to remind you what happened to Trotsky and where he was killed? Trotsky got crossways with Stalin. Trotsky was assassinated, not in the Soviet Union, in Mexico. Trotsky was still in Mexico, putting out stuff Stalin did not like, and Trotsky ends up with an ice pick buried in his head. That is how communists operate, and that is why these things happen. Now, let's discuss just one final thing on the Biden stuff. Let's not dismiss Jill Biden, as I've said many times before. We now know, well, we've known forever that Joe Biden's not functional. Everyone knew he wasn't functional. His staffers weren't functional. He wasn't functional 4 years ago. This wasn't a recent thing. He just wasn't a functional person. His wife knew everything. The Joe Biden you saw, the Joe Biden I saw, the Joe Biden on camera, the Joe Biden we heard, that's the best Joe Biden was over the last 4 years. You realize that? All the sound bites, all the... Anyway, all that stuff, that's the best Joe Biden. That's the best he ever was.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Think how bad he was at night. When he wakes up in the morning, think about Joe Biden in the private moments in the White House, in Delaware, when there weren't cameras stuck in his face, when he didn't have to give a speech. Think about the Joe Biden who was brushing his teeth in the morning, how he was doing. Jill Biden saw it all, knew it all. And not only did she do everything she could to cover it up, to cover for him, to keep him in the job, Jill Biden fought tooth and nail to make sure he could run for another 4 years. How sick is that? How sick is that? When you talk about the things people, the things they go through with their spouse, when their spouse starts to fade, whether it's just flat out old age or getting senile, dementia, Alzheimer's. Maybe you have experience with this in your life, but if you haven't, you should know they're the saddest stories in the world, sitting around watching that person you love lose who they are, lose their memories, change their personality. It's the heartbreak you hear from spouses watching their loved ones go through, not just spouses, I shouldn't just say that, children too. My dad doesn't know me anymore. These stories will rip your heart out and stomp it on the curb. Jill Biden watched her husband go through that, watched the entire planet make fun of him. He is starring in spoof videos in places like Saudi Arabia, where they are mocking the fact he's not even functional anymore. And Jill Biden looked at him like that, looked at the world making fun of her husband and said, 4 more years, 4 more years. What a witch. Man, alive. And look, Joe Biden's no peach himself, but golly. All right, we'll talk a little Fannie Willis because it looks like it's over for her. And then we will get to this. Terrified about patriotism and military schools from Politico. Before we do that, let's talk about the IFCJ. Let's talk about helping people. Tis the season to help people. And right now, people need help. People who exist in a world of rockets and knives and terror, where you're going to be attacked. You're going to experience something. You just don't know which direction is it going to come from. Could it be Palestine? Might be Syria today. Oh, looks like Lebanon's getting in on it. Imagine living like that. That's how people in Israel live every day. You can support the people on the ground who need help. You know what the IFCJ does? Go find out. I've told you so many times. Go to supportifcj.org and learn about the things they do. Learn about the things you're supporting. You want to support them? You can do it right there. Or you can give them a call, 888-488-IFCJ. People need food and flak jackets and help, and that's where you can do it. 888-488-IFCJ. Talk about this Hegseth stuff. We'll make fun of Fannie Willis and some emails. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. All 3 hours dedicated to you. Ask me anything. We'll answer them all tomorrow on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's how that's going to work. Before I get to the Politico Pete Hegseth stuff, which I'll get to in a moment, when is the last time you overnighted something? Because I made a critical mistake, and it hurt me so freaking badly, and I'm so mad at myself about it, and I feel so dumb. Have you ever done something dumb, and you just feel dumb, and it's still eating at you? Okay, I just have to get this off my chest, because I feel like a moron, and I have to tell you about it. I won't go into the details of what it is, but we had someone sent us a couple things. It was finance stuff, and we had to put a couple signatures on it. My signature, Ob's signature, we just had to sign a couple things, and then we had to get it back to these guys. Now, I, full disclosure, have not been in an office setting where I'm in charge of mailing anything for a while. I mean, I've mailed things before. I'll stop by the packing store, but mostly when I go to a packing store, a FedEx, anything like that, I'm returning something. I just bought a coat recently on GovX. It was a little too big, so I printed something out, and it was paid for. I walked in the packing store. I handed them the coat. I handed them the little slip they printed off, and they said, okay, so I'm not charged any money. You with me? What I'm about to say, if you do a lot of packing, you do a lot of shipping, is probably not going to shock you. I am still stunned, and I'm still angry about the entire thing. Chris, you might want to turn off your headphones for this. You are going to lose your mind. So these documents, it was just two pieces of paper. I had to sign it. Ob had to sign it. I was busy. I had a bunch of other stuff to do, and I had to go into work. This is a couple days ago, Monday, I believe. Monday or Tuesday. And I told Ob, because she was going out to run errands, I said, hey, these documents are important. Go overnight these. Hey, stop by the packing store and overnight these, because I wanted them there the next day. People say that stuff on TV all the time. And no, you couldn't fax them, Chris. It had to be the original documents. But people say that stuff on TV, and I've been in office settings before when I was doing project management and construction and stuff like that, where you overnight this and overnight that. Overnight, whatever. I said, Ob, overnight it. And to her credit, she's always a little better about the details. She said, overnight it? And I said, yeah, I want it there the next day. Overnight it. She said, okay. She goes and mails off two pieces of paper. Overnight it. How much do you think it was? Chris, you're a little short, not bad. Corey, how much do you think it was to overnight two pieces of paper, if you had to guess? Corey said $160. Chris said $140. It was $147 to mail two pieces of paper. You don't understand. I feel sick to my stomach. I actually wish I hadn't even told this story before. I feel physically ill. $147 to mail two pieces of paper. And I'm not even doing the old man thing.
Man, you're so old.
Where I'm complaining about prices these days. And I used to get a cheeseburger in a car for 40 cents. I'm not saying that. I understand you're paying for expedited things. I understand you're undoubtedly paying for jet fuel and all kinds of things to get something there overnight. Maybe that's the going right. I get it. $147. I cannot believe this. What I can believe, though, is the American media is anti-American trash. Politico is one of the most evil, disgusting communist publications out there. And they're very, very concerned about Pete Hegseth stepping in. And this is a direct quote from their article. Pete Hegseth has pushed for many years to steep American education in patriotic principles and Christian theology. And he could implement that vision for thousands of military families. We'll set aside the Christian part of it for now. Why would you have a problem with education pushing patriotic principles. Why would that, if you're a journalist, why would that stand out to you as a bad thing? Shouldn't that be the norm? Just remember, I only brought this up. It wasn't really about Pete Hegseth or the military. I brought this up to remind you. The communist here in the United States of America, he understands very, very, very well the systems that keep him in power. He understands what his base is. That is a huge difference between politicians on the left and politicians on the right. Politicians on the right, they don't seem to understand that it's gun owners. They really don't fully grasp who their base is, but the communists very much do. The American communist understands that ownership of the education system, the ability to teach children by the million to hate their country, is essential for keeping him into power. If you were to raise a generation of people who just love the country, I'm not talking about you're teaching them about low taxes or pro-life or anything. If you were to just raise a generation or two of people who were just blessed to be here, just felt blessed to be Americans, felt like they lived in a great country, if that's all you would take, and you would never elect a Democrat. But if you can raise generations of people who hate this place, then Democrats will hold power forever. And the difference between the right and the left is Democrats know that. They know that all the way. They understand it is essential that everyone watch only the mainstream news stream, mainstream media where they control. They understand it is essential for everyone to be filtered through the dirty jock strap of the American education system to ensure that person will come out a dirty America-hating commie. This is a bit long, but we've played it before. Here's former KGB Soviet defector Yuri Bezmenov explaining how you can ensure communist rule forever in your country.
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, aktivnye meroприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually, it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it.
The American communist understands that education, his ownership of it, has kept him in power. And if he loses that, he's done. All right, we'll do some emails, voicemails next. Someone wants to know about state and local law enforcement when it comes to J6ers and Ukraine money. And first, let's talk about feeling good all the time. Part of the reason you run out of gas, part of the reason you feel down a lot, part of the reason you're more forgetful, your mind's just foggy, is because our levels don't stay the same. We drink estrogen. Estrogens are all through our water. They're in our plastics. We shower in them. I took a 5-minute shower this morning and I showered in estrogen. It's all through the water. It's a disaster. There's a reason the United States of America has lost 50% of its testosterone in the last 50 years. Chalk, the anti-communists at Chalk, they're trying to turn it around. They're trying to reverse it. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. You're 90 days away from not even feeling like the same person anymore. Better in every possible way. It's right there waiting for you. Get a subscription. Huge discounts in December. Chalk.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Just try it for 90 days and tell me how you feel. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you, you can download a whole podcast of the show, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I'm about to play something for you real quick before I get to emails and voicemails, and you're going to think it's a spoof. It's going to sound like a spoof. It even sounds kind of goofy. But San Francisco is hiring a weight czar. I'm not kidding, a weight czar. She's this tubby lady. She's going to be the weight czar of San Francisco. And what I'm about to play you right now is real. And I still can't believe it's real. In fact, as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, okay, that's fake. That's kind of funny. So I started looking and I discovered it was real. And I'm still having a hard time accepting this. This is real. But man, this is real.
And then it comes time to cut the cake. And someone decides to ruin everything.
Oh my God, that slice is huge. That slice is bigger than Beyonce's paycheck. Can you cut me half of that?
A cake-related fatphobic incident, or CRFI, is that moment when it's time to eat delicious cake and it's interrupted by a moralizing impulse.
That's real. These people are amazing. Let's go to the voicemails.
Jesse, state and local law enforcement have 48 hours to file felony charges or the defendants are released or the suspects are released. Seems nothing was filed in that amount of time for the January 6ers, supposed January 6ers, yet they were held indefinitely. I don't know if it's something different or something supreme with the feds, but thought I'd put that out to you.
All right.
Hey, Jesse, this is Joe from Wisconsin. When in the Trump administration will the big taxpayer-funded care package handouts to Ukraine stop? I'm not in favor of that at all. The only way I would be okay with it is if you were handing them out, since your small hands couldn't get a hold of much, if any, of our money.
Okay, one, that's rude. Two, when will the Ukraine money stop? All right, so let's temper expectations here. I believe Donald Trump will bring this conflict to a close. I believe he will. He's already said, I'm going to negotiate it. We're going to get these people sat down. We're going to hammer out a deal. He wants to hammer out a deal. Putin, by every indication, Putin has tried to hammer out a deal. In fact, Putin and Zelensky reportedly were going to hammer out a deal. And then the West, hint, hint, stepped in and said, no deal. Keep fighting Putin until every man is dead. That's obviously going to change when Donald Trump gets in there. But remember, everything's about leverage. Every deal is about leverage. Putin has taken territory. He has taken territory. Ukraine does not have the power to remove him from that territory. Vladimir Putin, Trump is going to demand he gives something up too. Zelensky's going to have to give something up. Putin's going to have to give something up. in order to ensure Zelensky has the leverage to have Putin give up anything, Zelensky's going to have some sort of a leg to stand on. This is not me telling you I think Donald Trump is going to continue to shovel out hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know how we were tempering expectations when it comes to Doge? You know, they're not going to step in and cut $2 trillion out. That's not, that sounds wonderful. I hope they do, but that's not realistic. Don't think that Donald Trump's going to get sworn in on January 20th. And on January 21st, Putin and Zelensky are going to be swapping vodka shots and signing some sort of a peace agreement. I do believe it will get done. I do not believe it will be fast and easy. Think of all the powers that be who have weighed in on this whole thing. Oh, all right, this email. So I read a little bit of this earlier. The guy was talking about his rough greens. But he said, also, I think you should mention the cool apparel available at Tunnel to Towers. I bought some Christmas gifts from there for my family. God bless and Merry Christmas. So I'm going to tell you something about Tunnel to Towers I've never told you before, just because it never occurred to me. You know Tunnel to Towers takes care of widows and orphans, Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. That's what they do for $11 a month. Well, I've been partners with Tunnel to Towers for a few years now. When I first signed up, Tunnel to Towers, and when you sign up with someone, this is normal, decided to send me some stuff. It was ball caps, things like that. I shouldn't even bring this up in case they don't sell it anymore. In fact, Chris, look this up and make sure I'm not steering people wrong. Tunnel to Towers sent me a gray, it was a dark gray Tunnel to Towers hoodie, a hooded sweatshirt, not a zip-up kind, so the kind with like the pockets in the front of it, just the standard hoodie sweatshirt. That is by far the most comfortable one of those hoodies I have ever owned. Not the zip-up kind. I've told you about the other zip-up kind, but that one, the one that's pulled over your head, is amazing. I don't know what they do with that thing. I don't know what it's made out of. Some sort of space age, super soft, whatever it is. I love mine. In fact, it's, it is 3 or 4 years old now. I probably do need to get a new one. Chris, do they still sell them? Is it there? Chris said they still have them. Highly recommend a hoodie. A Tunnel to Towers hoodie. Maybe they give them out free with a donation, or maybe you can buy one. I don't know. Highly recommend it. And also sign up to give your $11 a month. T2T.org. Hey, Jesse, I'm just reaching out to you to say thanks for the show. I listen to you Monday through Friday when I'm at work driving my 18-wheeler. You have a wicked sense of humor and some great stories. Keep it up. Are you ever going to interview Chris on your show so we know who the legend is? No, absolutely not. Hey, Jesse, I'm listening to you on iHeart right now, sitting in my place in Manila. Super cool. I love the way you tell history. Oh, that's sick. So last night we told a story, a history story about the Philippine-American War. Remember, you can download a podcast of that iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. A lot of it centered around Manila. Somebody listened to that show from Manila. I can't believe what's happened to us. It's just wild to me. Anyway, we still have another hour. Let's do some illegal immigration talk next.